Final arrangements. By Lawrence Page. The idea had come to him suddenly, and he had been fascinated by it. At the time, it had been a ridiculous daydream, but the more he thought about it, the more sensible and imperative it became. Early in the morning, he sat in the living room, staring at the wall, as was his custom. He would rise every day with the sun, make breakfast for Elsie and himself, and then sit, lost in thought. This practice of early morning meditation was a brief daily escape from reality, for Elsie never came into the living room. She hadn't come in once in the last 10 years of their married life. She sat in a wheelchair in her bedroom. She sat silently, bitterly. Her silence was broken only when she was shrieking at him, complaining about this or that. And when she wasn't upbraiding him, she habitually stared at him with contempt, reminding him that he was responsible for her condition. For 10 long years, she had been impossible to live with. And so each morning, Rutherford Parnell, to lessen the pain, slipped into his own peculiar euphoria.
Rutherford!
Yes? Yes?
Roughly, her voice had jerked him back to the living room.
Yes, Elsie?
Well, come in here, please!
She shouted. He arose with a vast weariness and walked into her room. It was dark. She never allowed him to raise the shades and smelled faintly musty.
This tea is weak,
she said, her voice a thin, high-pitched squeal.
Weak like you! Everything you try to do is weak or cold or useless. But you don't have the decency to hire someone who can cook, do you?
Mrs. Casey will be over as usual,
Rutherford said calmly. Mrs. Casey was the 8th in a line of women he had hired to be a companion for Elsie.
She can't be here to cook breakfast, you know.
I know, and a sloppy breakfast you make. Leave me alone now, Rutherford. Unless you'd like to take me for a drive.
How many times in the past decade had he heard that statement? Unless you'd like to take me for a drive.